Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming.
Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen and amen. Hey, happy Thursday to you this December the 3rd, 2015. My name is Joey Kroll. I'll tell you what, the other day I was just really looking at the calendar. It's just so hard to say that it's already December. It really is. And yeah, we're down to the last, what, 3.5 weeks of 2015. Brand new year starts, yeah, less than a month. How about that? Hey, did you have a good Thanksgiving, by the way? I know it was a week ago. Yeah, we went up to Chicago, visited some family, and my mother, we visited my mom and my sister, and they had Thanksgiving at their house. Instead of making a traditional turkey, they made a tofu turkey. They just wanted to change it up this year, so my wife and I, we actually went to the store and got a rotisserie chicken for the rest of us. So, no, we had a great time Thanksgiving. We really did. Really got caught up with my mom, and, you know, she's in and out of stages of remission of cancer. And so just really had a great time of fellowship with her, talked with her, laughed with her, giggled, and all of that stuff. So, yeah, surely the Lord gave us another reason to praise him after our visit with my family in Chicago last Thanksgiving, for sure. And we had Thanksgiving again on Saturday this past weekend at my wife's family. So we have turkey coming out of our ears, I'll tell you. Hey, just want to quickly remind you, coming up on Saturday, December 19th, we will debut the Great News Radio Theater Troupe at the Marketplace Mall for a mini Christmas story. Now, we're still kind of working out the details, but we're also still looking for a couple of cast members, some men to play just a various set of roles. Also, looking for some little dancers, children, to play some little angels between ages of maybe 4 to 7. So we're still looking for that. Just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, to get all the information for the Performing Arts Ministry here at Great News Radio, the theater troupe, greatnewsradio.org. And while you're there, be sure to take a look at our event calendar page, because on Sunday, the Singing Men, yeah, they're going to be in concerts at the Victory Church in Camargo, Sunday night, 6 p.m., the Singing Men. They, as you know, they do a fantastic job. They really, really do. And singing and declaring the Lord's praises. So be part of this Sunday night, Victory Church in Camargo, 6 p.m., 103 South 2nd Street in Camargo, Illinois. For more details, just call 217-832-8398, 217-832-8398. Yeah, going to be a great time right there. Hey, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to take a look and talk about finding our value in God. I'll tell you what, you know, I think I've lived long enough, and I think you have as well, to say, you know what, we're not going to find our happiness and joy and our value in other people, not in our job titles, because guess what, one day we'll have to retire. We find our value in the Lord. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to take a look at 1 John chapter 3 right after this. Hey, some great Christmas music here, by the way, on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn. Of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of
Some Christ-centered Christmas music from Avalon today, and we are the reason here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. Don't forget, 100% Christmas music through Christmas Day right here on Great News Radio. Do you remember those credit card commercials? I think they're still around today, not as much. That's went something like this. Two tickets to the big game, $46. Two hot dogs, two popcorns, two sodas, $27. One autographed baseball, $50. Real conversation with your child, priceless. There are some things that money can't buy. Remember those commercials? I always liked those commercials because they raise an interesting question. What gives something value? Think of a $20 bill, for example. The Federal Mint doesn't use $20 worth of ink to print a $20 bill. They don't make it with $20 worth of paper. In fact, the paper is the same type of paper they use in a $1 bill. In the end, a $20 bill is worth $20 because the government says it's worth $20, right? Well, friend, in a similar way, your value as a human being is determined by God. Can I get an amen for that? You know, we forget that sometimes. Your value as a human being is determined by God. Your worth is based on the fact that God created you, that He loves you, and gives you value. And unlike items that go up or down in worth and value based on the opinions of others, your value, friend, doesn't change. Because God isn't going to change His mind, we can know that the value He has assigned to us isn't going to change either. Can I get an amen? Friend, you are priceless. And today, friend, we're going to talk about how we are loved by God, our perfect Father. And how we can find our worth, we can find our value in Him. So if you have your Bible, turn to 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, and we're going to take a look at the, let's see, first three verses here. Again, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see him as he is. Verse 3, all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. You know, I love what verse 1 says of 1 John 3. See what great love the Father has lavished on us. I love that. That's no ordinary love, friend. God's love is unconditional, undeserved, unmerited, unselfish. And as people, one of the hardest things for us to do is to love unconditionally. See, even within families, our ability to love freely can be impacted by the hurts or disappointments we've experienced. I mean, let's be honest. It's easier to love someone when that love is returned. I'm just going to be honest with you. That's easy for us. Our affection is conditional. It really is. But praise God that God isn't like that. Regardless of what you've done, regardless of what we've done, he still loves us. And here's the good news. Your worth as a person, friend, isn't based on your performance. Praise the Lord. It's based on God's love for you. You may feel unworthy of that love, but you are loved by him. God makes you worthy, friend. I love what verse 2 writes in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Says, now we are children of God. Friend, Satan doesn't want you to remember that one of the enemy's greatest tools is doubt. Just look at Genesis chapter 3. The enemy asked Eve, did God really say that? Did he really say that? Let me tell you something. He's still saying that today. Did God really say that your sins are forgiven? Look what you've done. Satan doesn't want you to remember that you are a child of God. Praise God that your salvation and security are grounded in who God is. It's grounded in the finished work at the cross of Jesus Christ. As a Christian, you are a child of God. Can I get an amen today? And growing as a Christian means becoming more like your Father every day. This process will be complete when you see him face to face. So I want to encourage you today, don't think that God could never love you. You can never go so far that the love of God can't reach you. You may feel like God couldn't possibly love you because of your past sins or problems. Your present circumstances may make you feel like God doesn't love you anymore, but that's not true. Nothing can separate us from his love. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39, for I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So friend, how do you respond to the reality of God's love for you? Embrace the love of Christ. Friend, if you haven't accepted Christ as your personal Savior, received him as your Lord, there's no better time to be accepted into God's family. Really. Another way of responding to the reality of God's love is showing love through words. You know, look for opportunities today, this week, this holiday season, to tell someone how he or she can experience the love of Christ. Choose to stand strong in the love of Christ, even in a culture here in 2015 that opposes your faith in him. Show love through your words and also show love through your actions, friend. Let the love of Christ overflow out of your life and into the lives of others. Look for active, specific ways to demonstrate God's love to others. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God.
Till he appeared and the soul fell.
Isn't this a beautiful song? I just love it. C.C. Winans and Oh Holy Night here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. Hey, just want to quickly remind you as you're getting your 2016 calendars from the store, or you may be getting one or two for Christmas, be sure to mark down Thursday night, April 7th, 2016 on your calendar. It's the Great News Radio 20th Birthday Celebration Extravaganza. It's going to be a great night. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be part of that as well. We're still kind of working out the where details, kind of finalizing that, but we got the when down. Thursday, April 7th, 2016, Erwin Lutzer, Dr. Erwin Lutzer is going to be there as well to celebrate with us. And this is just going to be a great night of Thanksgiving and a celebration of what God has done, what he's doing, and what we know he'll continue to do through this radio ministry. Again, Thursday night, April 7th, 2016. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. and 7:32 p.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.